To listen to or download more Islamic lectures, please visit www.islamicmedia.com.au.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My talk tonight is titled, Are You Ready? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to us in a hadith narrated by both Bukhari and Muslim that while three men were walking, it started raining. So they've decided to take shelter in a cave. When they did that, big rock came from the top and closed the entrance of the cave. They tried hard to push the rock, they couldn't. It's a big rock. So they were trapped. So they looked at each other. What can we do? So they said, let's invoke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make dua, supplication. With some of the good deeds that we have done, for Allah's sake and Allah's sake only, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove that rock. So that's what they've agreed on. So the first man said, O Allah, I used to have two old parents, and a wife, and small kids. And I used to graze the sheep, you know, look after the sheep. And when I get back home, I used to milk the sheep and give for my parents first, start with my parents first, and then my wife and children. And one night, I was late. So I came in late to find my parents, went to bed. So I milked the sheep as I used to do. And then went and stood by their heads. Hating or not wanting to wake them up. And at the same time, not wanting to give my kids before them. Though my kids were crying from hunger. So he doesn't want to give his parents. He doesn't want to give his kids the milk before his parents. Because this is what he used to do. Every day, day in, day out. O Allah, if I've done this for your sake and your sake only, move the rock. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered his dua. And moved the rock a little bit. So they could see the sky, but they were still trapped. So Allahu Akbar, this rock that the three men couldn't move, was moved by the blessings of this man's dutifulness and kindness to his parents. Birrul walidain, al-ihsan ila al-walidain. You see, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says in the hadith, raghima anf, raghima anf, raghima anf. Meaning, he's a loser, he's a loser, he's a loser. Three times. Who are you, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? He says, man adraka walidayhi aw ahaduhuma hayyan walam yadkhul bihima al-jannah. Whoever accompanies both of his parents when they are old, or one of them, and doesn't do a good deed to enter Al-Jannah, that's the loser. And then Muhammad ibn al-Munkadir, one of the followers, one of the tabi'een, he says, بِتُّ أَغْمِزُ قَدَمَ أُمِّي وَبَاتَ عَمِّي يَقُومُ اللَّيْلِ. I spent my night massaging the foot of my mother. And my uncle spent his night doing tahajjud. Then he says, فَمَا تَسُرُّنِي لَيْلَتُهُ بِلَيْلَتِي. So if my uncle wanted to trade the hasanat of his night with mine, I wouldn't agree. You know why? Because what Muhammad ibn al-Munkadir was doing was a fard, obligation. Although he was massaging the foot of his mother. And his uncle, although he was doing tahajjud, what is tahajjud? It's a sunnah. So my question to you is, how are you being dutiful and kind to your parents? But you see, the rock is still there. They're still trapped. So the second man came. He said, "Oh Allah, I used to have a cousin and I used to love her dearly. To the extent that I seduced her." So he tried to do the haram. So she refused. Until I bring 100 dinars. He says in the hadith, فَتَعِبْتُ حَتَّى جَمَعْتُهَا. He worked hard to collect 100 dinars to do what? To do haram. And when I had the 100 dinars, I gave it to her. And he says, when I was about to do the haram, that woman said to him, "O slave of Allah, fear Allah. Don't do anything except what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained." Meaning do the halal. So he walked away from her. Although he was about to commit the haram. There's nothing between him and haram. "O Allah, if I've done this for your sake and your sake only, remove the rock." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered his dua and moved the rock. So again, this rock that the man couldn't move, moved because of this man's piety. Because he refused to do the haram. I mean, we all know the story of the Battle of Uhud, where the Sahaba, they didn't follow one order of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You know, they left their positions, the archers, opening the back of the Muslims. And what happened? The Muslims lost the battle. 70 of the great Sahaba were martyred. When we say great Sahaba, brothers and sisters, we say Hamza radiallahu anh, Mus'ab ibn Umayr radiallahu anh, Abdullah ibn Hiram radiallahu anh, Amr ibn al-Jamuh radiallahu anh. Great Sahaba. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was about to be killed. This is one order. What about us? How many orders we're not following of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Anas ibn Malik says, "Innakum ta'amaluna a'malan, hiya fi nadarikum adaqu min ash-sha'r. Kunna na'udduha fi zamani Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam min al-mubiqat." He says, he talks to the tabi'in. Anas ibn Malik, one of the companions, radiallahu anhu, he says that to the tabi'in. He says that, "I see you do things you consider insignificant. It's like one strand of a hair. That's how you see it. We used to count this as one of the big sins in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam." Now imagine Anas ibn Malik is sitting between us today. What would he say? So this rock moved a little bit because this righteous man decided to abstain from haram. And there's another lesson in this. That don't give up on people. You see, this man thought about doing the haram. He seduced his cousin. He gathered 100 dinars to do the haram. And when he was about to do the haram, she reminded him with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he walked away. Some people, they give up on people. "Oh, I've, you know, talked to him, I've asked him. He didn't do this, he didn't do that. He's a lost cause." Look at this man. He planned for haram, worked for haram, and when he was about to do it, with one word, subhanallah, he walked from haram. So don't give up on people. But you see, they're still trapped. So the third man came and said, "Oh Allah, I've hired a laborer to do some work, and we've agreed on a wage. And when he finished his work, I offered him his wage, but he refused to take it. So what I did is I invested that money for him, to the extent that it turned into lands, cows, etc., etc. SubhanAllah, he invested that money for him. Couple of years later, that laborer came and he said to him, O slave of Allah, fear Allah and give me my wage. He said, do you see that land? Do you see those cows? Do you see all those shepherds? Take it all. This is yours. He said, O slave of Allah, fear Allah, don't mock me. He said, I am not mocking you. You see this land, those cows, those shepherds, it's all yours. Take it. So he took it all. O Allah, if I've done this for your sake and your sake only, remove the rock. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed the rock completely. And they were free to go. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu awfu bil'uqood. Fulfill all your promises. You know, when we hire people to do a job, a painter, a mechanic, etc., we have to pay them their rightful wages. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا اكْتَالُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ يَسْتَوْفُونَ وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ أَوْ وَزَنُوهُمْ يُخْسِرُونَ. When it's your turn, you want to take your right. But when it's people's turn, you want to deprive them from their right. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about those people, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ. These are المطففين. So what's the relation of this story with the title, Are You Ready? Now I want you to imagine, just for a minute, that you are the fourth man trapped in that cave. Started raining, decided to take a shelter, big rock closed the entrance. You looked at each other, you've tried to move the rock, you couldn't. The first man invoked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by his dutifulness and kindness to his parents. The second man by him abstaining from haram. And the third man by giving people their rights. Well, are you ready? What would you invoke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by? Do you have a good deed that you have done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only, that you are confident that if you invoke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove the rock? Because guess what? If you don't, all of four of you will still be trapped in the cave. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't move the rock for the first man because he had a good deed, or the second man. All three had to have good deeds. Why am I saying this? You see, I'm not exaggerating. When Muslims get together, whether through visits or even in mosques, you know, it's topical to talk about rulers. They blame the rulers. They're tyrant rulers. They're the reason why we are at this state. When they finish with that, they turn into the scholars. This scholar lacks leadership. This scholar doesn't know what to say. Yeah, I'm not exaggerating when I say that. But what about ourselves? Okay, if they came short, the rulers and the scholars, is this an excuse for us not to do the right thing? Of course it's not. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَكَذَلِكَ نُوَلِّي بَعْضَ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضًا بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. That the way we are, the way we are ruled. This is a law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, a man came to Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu, and he said to him, O Ali, why did the people follow Abi Bakr and Umar? They obeyed their orders, didn't cause mischief, whilst they haven't done so with you and Uthman. رضي الله عنهم أجمعين. And listen to what Ali ibn Abi Talib said to him. He said, because the men of Abi Bakr and Umar were people like Uthman and myself. And the men of Uthman and I are people are like you. So no wonder. No wonder. You see, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu once went to visit a sick man. You know, to do ruqya for him, to read Quran. So a number of the Sahaba went with him to see what Umar radiallahu anhu would do. So Umar read Al-Fatiha. We all know Al-Fatiha. And he said a simple dua. And then the man, by the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, was healed. He was healthy again. Then years after Umar radiallahu anhu passed away, those sahaba that witnessed that event went to another sick man. So they read Al-Fatiha. Fatiha didn't change. Said the same dua, simple dua. They all remembered it. But that man didn't improve. So they went to Ali radiallahu anhu to ask him, you know, we all know that Ali radiallahu anhu is a very knowledgeable companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So they said to him, what's the problem? It's the same dua, it's the same Fatiha. He said, correct. But where is Umar? Where is a man with the conviction of Umar? We all repeat, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. But is it, we say it with the same conviction as Umar رضي الله عنه, as the Sahaba رضي الله عنه, and then we wonder why they have achieved and we haven't achieved? It's because they started with themselves. Yes, no one says that rulers and scholars have greater responsibility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold them accountable for that. Rulers, based on their authority and responsibility, because they have more authority, and as such, they have more responsibility. Scholars, based on their knowledge. But this is not an excuse for us not to do our part. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a law in this universe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't say in the verse, until they change their rulers. He said, until they change themselves. He didn't say, until they change their scholars. Because where the rulers will come from? Isn't it from the people? Where the scholars going to come from? Isn't it from the people? So next time when you sit together and wonder what is happening, ask yourself, what have I done? As opposed to what other people haven't done. It's easy to point to others, but it's difficult to point back. And remember, unless we do that, our status will not change. Because that is the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Change yourself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change our status. Blame others, don't do nothing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may do something. But the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always says, change yourself and be certain that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change our status. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ.
To listen to or download more Islamic lectures, please visit www.islamicmedia.com.au.